Just that was a wonderful little play there. And actually, kids, I'm going to ask you to stand at some point during the talk, right? And just sort of wave your hands if it's you that I'm talking about. Okay. What we're going to look at today is how we react to babies, right? And I have some lovely pictures here on the screen. How do you react to a baby? Let's have the first one. Let's see. You move it on there, would you, Mark, please? There we go. That's a real one, isn't it? Just instant reaction is You know, I asked Simon, did he have a baby picture? So let's see this one. So that's another one, really, isn't it? These are lovely, cute babies. Here's one of me. We've all seen that. If you're a parent, you've seen that one, haven't you, right? And if I hadn't told you one of me beforehand, you went, ooh. Okay. Next one. Now, that's not that baby's real teeth, okay? What that baby has is a dummy in its mouth that looks like teeth. If you're an American, it's called a pacifier, right? And in Northern Ireland, pacifier doesn't mean dummy. Pacifier is what men ask themselves when they're buying their wife their Christmas present. Okay. Now, as well as some baby photos and how we react, I just thought we'd play a little game, right, with some... guess the baby. Now, some of these aren't babies, but they're young people. They're famous people, pictures of famous people when they're young, okay? And I want you to see if you know who they are. So let's see the first one. Who do you think that is? Guesses? Cheryl Cole, any others? Cheryl Cole is right. Let's see, look at there, how Cheryl. Except it's not Cheryl Cole now. What's her name? It changes every month, doesn't it? All right. So, it's Cheryl, okay? Let's see the next one. Who knows that one? Who's that? Who do you think? Florence Nightingale? No. Any other guesses? I'll give you a clue. It's another singer, right? Kylie Minogue, let's see. There you go, there's Kylie. Yeah. There's Kylie. All these people only have one name now, you see. And next one, that's easy. Yeah, David Beckham, or Beckham, all right? So there's David, and that's not a baby photo. That's a young man photo there. Next one, that's easy too. Robbie Williams, or Robbie, there we are. Now, so that we're thinking of what's our reaction to baby photos, okay? What's your reaction? Now, last one. Who knows who that is? Jesus, yeah. This is actually the first picture of Jesus. It really is. Now, in those days, they didn't have cameras, so they had somebody chiseling something. This here is 1,700 years old, right? It's found in Rome, and there's a whole sort of frescoes, you call these. Let's see the next one. There's the whole thing. It's a whole sort of panels that maybe go above a door or something. And these are wonderful. Let's have a look at them close up. Look at that. You can see on the left, there are three men. On the very left, there's Mary and the baby Jesus. And there's three wise men. Then you have the, the crib and the stable. That's the word I'm thinking of. With cows in there. It looks just like this. Isn't that amazing? And then you have some blokes on the right-hand side. Let's zoom in on those blokes on the right-hand side. I love this guy. He's just going, hey. Isn't he? Right? But you know why he's going like that? Do you know why I know he's saying hey? Because he's a farmer. Right? He's a shepherd. Right? So he's going, hey. Okay, so there's a few shepherds there. And then if we zoom in the middle bit, you can see the stable with the cows. You know, if you could really see Jesus' face, and that little bit is going, these cows are too close, you know. And then over on the left-hand side, we have the wise men. There's three wise men and three camels. Now, this is where we get some kids to stand up. Who were the camels? Stand up, wave your hand, camels. right? Well, there's three camels there. You two can sit down. Where's the wise men? Stand up. Here's our wise men. Look at that. Those are three wise men in the picture with three camels. And that's 1,700 years old. And then we have Mary and baby Jesus. Where's our Mary? Stand up, Mary. I have Joseph. Joseph's just off the left-hand side there too, right? So Mary and Joseph. Here we have the three wise men. Now, I wonder, what was the reaction of the three wise men? You know, how could we really know? But we can. Do you know we actually can? Because we read it. Let's read it again. Matthew chapter 2. It says, when the wise men heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, here's a star, we'll come back to the star. The star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, and they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Did you pick up how they reacted? What did they do when they saw the star? They followed it, but what was their reaction? It says they rejoiced, right? That's how the stars. Stand up, stars. Let's wave. Do you know something? You were the stars of the show. Thank you. You can sit down. So when they saw the star, what did it do? They rejoiced. They rejoiced. We know their reaction. When they saw Jesus, what does it say how they reacted? They fell down and they worshipped him. So their reaction to Jesus was to worship him and to rejoice. You know, the star actually is on that picture too. Now, I'll maybe get my slides out of order, but let's see. Go on the next one. Yes, you see at the top there, there's the star in that picture too. That's 1,700 years old. Look on the right-hand side. You see the crib and the cows going, hey, where's Jesus gone? Right, see that? But then there's Mary and Joseph and holding baby Jesus there. It's not quite as clear in that because it's worn away a wee bit. But this is 1,700 years old. It's wonderful how the story from the Bible has been illustrated like that. It's their first photo of Jesus. So their reaction was, when they saw the star, they rejoiced. And when they saw baby Jesus, they worshipped him. Now, some other people, there's loads of reactions in the Bible, actually, if you read the Gospels. But let's look at one other. The shepherds. How did they react? Now, where's our angels? That's how the angels stand up. This is your bit in the story now. It says, the angels said to the shepherds, today I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So that's what the angels said. Thank you. They said it to the shepherds. Where's our shepherds? Stand up. Great. Do you know shepherds? Do you know why shepherds in those days wore towels on their head? Do you know why? Anybody know why? Because it's really sunny. That's the reason why. And they don't want to get their neck sunburnt. That's the reason why you wear the towels on your head, right? So what did the shepherds do? When they heard the angels say, today the Savior's born, the shepherds, the Bible says this. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, what did they do? They spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. Thank you, shepherds. So there, what did they do? They spread the word about what they'd been told. The angels told them what? That a Savior had been born. That was their reaction, to spread the word that a Savior had been born. Now, whenever you're finishing school this week, or when your family come around at Christmas time, or whenever you're sitting around the table having family meal this Christmas, remember to share the word, you know? You could say to somebody, perhaps an old aunt or uncle or cousins or whatever, you could say, here, do you know why Jesus was born? Because he is the Savior of the world. You could be like a shepherd, Any of us could be like a shepherd. We could say, do you know why Jesus was born? Because he's the Savior of the world, right? And as well, how can we react to Christmas Day on Christmas Day? What's the first thing we do on Christmas Day? We all get dressed, you might come down in your jammies, and what do? You see all the lovely presents, open them up. Sure, we give gifts. And those pictures that we saw from nearly 2,000 years ago, what did the wise men bring? They brought gifts to Jesus. So whenever we open our presents, we can remember the reason why is because the wise men brought gifts to Jesus, right? And we can rejoice and we can worship. That can remind us to rejoice and worship about Jesus. So, wise men, what did they do? They rejoiced and they worshiped. The shepherds, what did they do? They spread the word that a Savior was born. Let's think for a moment, everyone, about our reaction to Jesus this Christmas. You've heard the good news. We've all seen the good news. We've heard it sung. Will you come to Jesus this year? Will you present yourself as a gift to him? Will you bow down and worship him? Wise people do that. They bow down and they worship him. And then, will you spread the word that a Savior has been born this Christmas? Let's bow our heads and pray for a moment. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you are a Savior who is born on earth so that we can be saved. Help us to worship you, to rejoice, and to spread the word this Christmas that a Savior is born. In your name we pray. Amen.